Today's reading is in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 31. Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 31. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went out into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Having read that, I also want to read to you from the beginning of the Gospel of John chapter 1 and verse 1. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and of truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.'" Now, I added that on because I want us to realize that when we talk about the Word, that inherent with the Word is authority. And here we see in Luke chapter 4, the authority of Jesus simply by his words. He was the Word, and that he came in the flesh, but not just that he was the Word, but that he speaks. And when he speaks, it has the authority of the Father behind it. And so as he speaks, he has complete control over these unclean spirits. We could also think of the instance in which he goes out on a ship with his disciples, and the great storm comes, and they cry out thinking that they are going to perish. And he rebukes the storm, and it ceases. The sea becomes calm. That is the power and the authority of the Word. You notice when we read this that the people were astonished at his teaching because it possessed authority, but that wasn't the limit of his authority. His authority then was demonstrated in casting out these unclean spirits as well. And they know exactly who he is. They are confessing who he is. But he does not want that particular confession, and so he rebukes them and they come out. And so that's why you see verse 36 that says, "They were all amazed and said to one another, 'What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out.'" So they're first astonished at his teaching, and then they're astonished at the power of his words. You know, at this time there were plenty of people that through certain deceitful means would claim to have power. They would claim to have the power to talk to the dead. They would claim to have the power, a lot like we see with Pharaoh's magicians going against Moses, that they would imitate some of the things that Moses was doing by the power of God. But I believe that was all a deceit. And so even at this time, there are those that do those things, and that would produce some amount of amazement, but they hadn't seen what Jesus is doing that is so incredibly evident that he has the power and the authority in what he says and what he does. How would you react to that? How would you react to seeing Jesus and hearing Jesus? Well, the fact is, we're looking at his word, and these things have been recorded for us, and the word has been proven to be true, and so we do have those things right in front of us. So what is our reaction? Do we accept that the words that we are reading are from God? They have his power and his authority behind them. So do we listen? Do we sit up and pay attention? Do we take these things and do something with them? You know, we don't just read the Word of God for entertainment. We don't just read the Word of God because, you know, the preacher told us that we need to be reading it, or the preacher reads it and so we listen to it every day on our devotionals. We read the Word because we're trying to attain a goal to know the will of God and to build our faith in Him so that we can live by that faith. And so we need to take heed to the things that are delivered to us, for they have the power and the authority of God. Even in verse 39, we see not only the power over the unclean spirits, but power even over sickness, which I would classify as power over the natural laws, those natural laws that God came up with, put into place when he made this creation, and that Jesus had full authority over because he was that agent of creation. And when he rebukes the fever, as it says, it leaves. It's personified in the way that it's described. Not that it really was a person, but that God had complete power over those physical ailments and physical things. I don't know what caused her fever, but let's just assume it's an infection. An infection is some foreign thing in our body that our body reacts to. By one word, it's all gone. By one word of Jesus, it no longer exists in her body, and her body is no longer having that reaction to it. It's done. It's gone. Just like the power over the unclean spirits. That is the power of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the Word, the Light. And we could keep going with all the different descriptions that are used of Jesus to communicate to us that he is the source of life itself. He is everything to us. Creation belongs to him, and he directs it or redirects it in any way that he sees fit according to his will. So back to the power of word, we understand that through Jesus all things were made, but when we think about the creation account in Genesis chapter 1, when God said, "Let there be light," it didn't take a while. There was no big bang. There was nothing. There was light. When God says it, it happens. It happens immediately. When Jesus said, "Come out of him," they came out. When Jesus told the wind and the waves, "Peace, be still," they did exactly as he told them. So when I hear the words of Jesus, what do I do? Do I react in the same way that creation itself reacts? Jacob, in his book that I've been following his outline for the readings, asks the question, if all of God's creation obeys when he speaks, then what does he expect me to do when he speaks? That's a deep thought for us today. And so today, what shall we pray for? At the end of this devotional, what will be on the point of our prayers? Well, I want to heed the words of Jesus. I want to listen to what he's saying, and I want to do it. I want to react the way the creation does. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.